Macau indeed does not have a standalone anti-discrimination law. Yesterday, Director Liu Dexue has already said, according to the legal system and the legal tradition in Macau, some basic guidelines and principles are installed in different laws. For example, the non-discrimination in labor relations, as well as protection of women and children. This is our legal tradition. Of course, with reference to the guideline from the committee, we will enhance anti-discrimination law as reflected in our laws. And Goya is concerned about the recent epidemic situation. Indeed, since the pandemic outbreak, we have taken very effective prevention and control measures. In the 2 year and more period, the infection rate is very low, and we have a total infection of only 87. But since June, we have new variations which spreads very quickly. So up to now, in less than 1 month, despite the very various effective prevention measures for testing positive, the number is over 1650. So posing a very big threat to public security and order. According to scientific preventive measures, various measures have taken, including since Monday this week, we have a relatively silent response, which means that it is not a total lockdown. It means that if only for necessary reasons you step out, otherwise you stay at home, you go to see doctor, shopping for food is allowed without any permit. In the society, those shops selling food, drinks are all open. From the situation in the past few days, we see that the society is operating normally. The measures are not affecting people's lives in a large manner, but the daily occurrence of positive cases has declined from the peak of 100 to 20 to 30 per day. So the measures are very effective. In taking these measures, we strictly follow the law on anti-infectious diseases. And according to this law, there are provisions specifically saying that the measures limiting people's movement and freedom should follow the principle of proportionality and effectiveness. Taking these measures indeed will pose inconvenience to people's lives and limiting people's basic rights, but we think that the fundamental right, most fundamental right, is the right to life. In the past few days, from the response of the residents and the media, we see that the residents support and coordinate with the measures. Some violations also occur, but in law enforcement, what we do is to persuade them to follow the measures. For a limited number of cases, we will follow the legal procedures, and the number going to legal proceedings is very low. And there is only less than 10 cases which are convicted. and nobody is sentenced, and the most is punished by fine. And next, I will give the floor to Liu Dexue to answer questions from Madame San Shen. First of all, for the disqualified candidates,